Hello, this is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. The US President-elect Joe Biden has warned that Donald Trump's refusal to begin the transition following his election defeat earlier this month could cost lives. Mr. Biden said more people might die from COVID-19 unless the president worked with the incoming administration to coordinate vaccination programs. From Washington, Lebo DiSecco reports.
Speaking about his plans to rebuild the US economy, Mr. Biden made it clear that getting COVID under control is key to his strategy. Total US cases now exceed 11 million, with more than a million of those added in just 1 week. Mr. Biden said the refusal of the Trump administration to cooperate with his team could impact efforts to vaccinate people against the disease. But he insisted Mr. Trump's behavior is more embarrassing for the country than debilitating to his efforts. And his message to the Republicans is, I'll work with you whenever you are ready.
The western edge of Hurricane Iota has made landfall over Nicaragua, forcing thousands of people there and in neighbouring Honduras to evacuate from the coast. The US National Hurricane Center says the storm is bringing catastrophic winds, a life-threatening storm surge and torrential rainfall. This woman from Nicaragua was seeking shelter from Iota.
The previous hurricane destroyed our house and we were left with nothing. Now another one's approaching. We'd collected some wood to rebuild the house and we still don't know what will happen. We fear for our lives, the lives of my children and my mother who is sick. We have nowhere else to be, so here we are again.
Earlier, Hurricane Iota hit Colombia's island territories of Providencia and San Andrés. The mayor of Providencia said one person had died. The charity Save the Children says more children are being killed and injured in Yemen than at any other time for over a year. Fighting has intensified in the cities of Hodeidah and Taiz as the Yemeni government, backed by Saudi Arabian airstrikes, continues its long-running conflict with Houthi rebels. Caroline Hawley has more details.
The UN has described Yemen as a living hell for children. The country was already suffering the world's worst humanitarian crisis before COVID, and now fighting has intensified. Save the Children says civilians are being attacked by both sides, with 29 children killed or injured last month. It says leaders of the G20 must get the two sides back to the negotiating table. It's also calling for countries who still sell weapons to the Saudis, including the UK, to cancel arms deals.
African leaders are trying to persuade Ethiopia's government to agree to a mediation process to end its conflict in Tigray and prevent the fighting spreading across the region. But the Ethiopian government says its forces must first carry out a law enforcement operation in Tigray and bring rebel TPLF ringleaders to court. World News from the BBC.